Let's start there.
Yeah, look, we are really seriously trying to get around the state and talk to seniors about the issue of Social Security and protecting Medicare and making sure that people can get cheaper prescription drugs, and holding a series of roundtables about it. We first went to Green Bay and Wausau and Eau Claire yesterday, today Madison and Milwaukee, and you know, the contrast here is becoming very clear in this race. I believe firmly that we have to protect Social Security and Medicare as public programs that people desperately need. And I was endorsed yesterday by the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. And Senator Johnson has a completely different view. He says that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, sort of a scam, and that he says it's a shame it hasn't been privatized, and he wants to turn Medicare into a voucher program. So people are really very clear about the difference between us on this. I stand with seniors and families in this state that really cannot have the fear that this is going to be turned over to Wall Street and risk.
All right. Well, as long as we're talking health, the issues from the Tomah VA Medical Center are back in full-blown glory here, if you will. Once again, you've mentioned it in a commercial. It's been mentioned. There are other commercials out there. What can you say about the situation there?
Well, let's be clear why this is back on the agenda now, why people are hearing about it. It's because of an attack ad that was created by Senator Johnson's allies, the Koch brothers. They're spending $2 million to turn this tragedy into a political issue to try to save Senator Johnson's political hide. And that's just wrong. It's shameful. We should be focused on the veterans. We should be focused on how to make sure a tragedy like what occurred in 2014 with regard to Tomah doesn't happen again. But that's not what Senator Johnson and his allies are doing. They're running an ad that is completely false. We had no notice of this problem in 2009. Senator Johnson's office already had the information. It came in 2011. They did nothing about it. And then in 2015, when it was pointed out that he hadn't done anything about it, started making excuses, blaming his staff, saying that it was election time and they had to do job interviews. So, you know, I didn't bring this up, but we are going to tell the truth. We're going to tell the truth that we did not know about this and he failed to act. But you know what I want to do? I want to get away from this so we can talk about what people really care about, which is making sure our veterans have all the correct health care that they deserve, and then we get back to the issue of the needs of middle-income and working families to be able to pay their bills. But it is sad that Senator Johnson is hiding behind the Koch brothers to run false ads to try to protect himself. No one should ever exploit the death of a veteran for political gain.
All right, we're having a community conversation this morning with Senator Russ Feingold. Let's move on to another topic. Another school, Kettle Moraine High School, had a threat in a bathroom stall yesterday. That's, I believe, the third school in this area in 3 weeks. It was Hartford Union and also West Bend. And a lot of these seem to be traced back to bullying. What can we do here? I mean, these kids, the kid from Heartland is 13 years old. He's facing potentially a felony terroristic threat charge. How do we fix this one?
Well, you know, this is something our whole society has to do. My first gut reaction to a problem like this is not let's have the federal government come in and start micromanaging what's going on in our schools. The bullying problem is serious. But I think communities and families working together to stand with each other is really the first line of defense. And so I'm very hesitant to start passing legislation that's a one-size-fits-all, in Washington to deal with it. But as a community, it has to be dealt with. And that's where we should turn to our community leaders, our teachers, and our students. And one thing that would help, by the way, is to stop the tension within our education system. You know, right now, a lot of the tension is a really negative attitude toward teachers in the state that was pushed by the governor and his moves there. We need to have educators, community members, and political leaders get along and be unified to be able to push against something like bullying.
Okay. All right. What's the latest in your idea as far as making college education more affordable? Have we seen anything new come down from you on that?
You know, when I say the thing I hear the most from people is that middle income and working families are having a hard time making ends meet. The single thing that they talk about more than anything else is the extraordinary problem of college or higher education costs, technical college costs. It's terrible. $28,000 is the average debt of students come out of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And again, the difference between me and the incumbent senator is very sharp here. Senator Johnson has said he doesn't even think the federal government should have even gotten into the business of student loans. And what that would mean today with the costs we have is that people would just have to somehow be born into the right family, because they wouldn't be able to go to college unless they were born into a wealthy family. I think that's dead wrong. I would support Senator Elizabeth Warren's bill that Senator Johnson opposes that makes sure that if you have a student loan, you have an opportunity to renegotiate that interest rate on the loan, just like you can do on a mortgage. That's an easy thing to do that I would have voted for and will vote for if I'm a senator, and Senator Johnson opposed it. We have to do something about the fact that the states have really dropped the ball in helping students with tuition. They've turned it over to students here in Wisconsin. So now, the University of Wisconsin-Madison, tuition is almost, for in-state tuition, is almost $11,000 a year, and a year at Madison is $25,000. The state has dropped the ball, and we need to figure out a way to change that.
All right. Well, it looks like the Republican presidential nominee is all but official at this point. And there's some hue and cry out there that the primary system is broken. What's your thought about how the primary system works?
Well, you know, the people decide, I guess, and that is something that each party decides on their own. And I think the Democratic side certainly has worked out in a much more mature and appropriate way. Now you have Senator Johnson supporting Donald Trump for president, and he's even said he likes the idea of the Ronald and the Donald show. Which is going to go around the state, apparently. And, you know, most people really don't think that Mr. Trump is ready to be president, that he really has a serious sense of how to deal with the issues. And I'm really surprised that Senator Johnson thinks it's a good idea for Donald Trump to be the president of the strongest country in the world.
Speaker Ryan has said, "I'm not quite there yet."
Yeah, I think Senator Johnson might want to listen to Speaker Ryan on this. you know, he claims to really think Mr. Ryan is a good guy, and of course he probably would criticize Speaker Ryan because he would call him a career politician. But the fact is, he's always saying that he's his kind of guy. Well, at least Speaker Ryan has got some questions about Donald Trump. Ron Johnson's ready to just grab onto him and run around the state with him in the Donald and the Ronald show.
Do you think that this sort of the fact that Trump is the presumptive nominee, does that change the pressure on the Supreme Court nominee?
You know, that situation is going to be very intense regardless of what happens, because there's no excuse for not filling that vacancy. It's absurd. No time in American history has this long a delay been done with a Supreme Court nominee. It is completely disrespectful to the president. It is completely disrespectful to the people of this country who voted for the president. But more importantly, it's completely disrespectful to the Constitution that our founders created, that says the president shall nominate and the Senate shall advise and consent. Senator Johnson is refusing to do his job. He will not do his job, which involves not just meeting with a guy that he hasn't even done yet, but to actually go to the hearings, listen to, ask questions, and tell us how you're going to vote. You know, I'm the only candidate for Senate in Wisconsin that has voted for a Republican nominee for the Supreme Court. President Bush had two nominees, opportunities, and I never questioned that he had not only the opportunity, but the right to have that filled. You can vote against somebody when they come up. So I voted for Chief Justice Roberts, and I voted against Sam Alito. But in both cases, they were promptly filled. And Senator Johnson is simply not doing the job he was elected to do by refusing to consider a nominee for this entire year.
All right. I know we've just got a couple minutes left here. Community conversation with Senator Russ Feingold this morning. Senator, anything else on your mind this morning?
Well, another thing that we really are concerned about is the infrastructure of this country. When you read and listen to people across the state, that Wisconsin is said by some reports to have the fourth worst roads in the country. And somebody said to me on an interview this morning already, oh, actually, who actually has worse ones? And then there was a study yesterday, the amount of money that it costs us all on our car, damage to our cars from this. I can tell you, I can feel it in my body with all the bumping around from the traveling around the state. And then our bridges, 15% of our bridges are defective. And we don't have broadband, internet hardline broadband coverage for up to 1 million people in the state, especially in rural areas. So you have this crazy situation where students, after school hours, are sometimes coming in and driving over to a library parking lot or a school parking lot, not to do anything that they shouldn't be doing, but to try to do their schoolwork. It's completely unfair to have this kind of discrepancy, and we need to break up the monopoly that limits the ability of others, such as municipalities and co-ops, to provide internet service. So infrastructure is easily one of the biggest issues that Wisconsinites are concerned about.
All right. All right. Well, once again, thank you for your time, Senator. Appreciate it. Good to chat
good
with
to
you.
Be on. Enjoyable. Thank you.
And go out and enjoy the warm day today.
You got it. I'm going to do it. Bye-bye.
Right. Thanks. Bye.